Hey everybody, welcome back to another edition of the BH Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. Welcome one and all. Some of you by our invitation were applicable. My church mice, Peter and Paul, each and every day. We continue to grow exponentially with your help by joining us now daily, 7 days a week, 365, in our sixth year of doing so. And this is our daily YouTube channel at Bill Holt, Bill Holt 8792. Like us, give us the thumbs up, share us. More importantly, where you're comfortable in doing so, please subscribe. We are growing one star seed at a time, and we do appreciate your help. We encompass two probing questions each and every day in the descriptions of my multifaceted shows, always encompassing food for the mind, the body, the soul. These YouTube offerings I like to try to keep between 5 and 10 minutes usually. Today, dedicating it to continuing in now full retirement, second year in for yours truly, paying it forward, Google ambassadorship, much what I did in life in a 50-year working career. Pretty much predominantly one way or the other related to health and wellness, 30 years of which was as a sole proprietor in the health and wellness for both animals and humans, long ago and far away. So today, I do a facet of one of my audio shows called Workouts for Geriatrics. We talk, aka Sober Streakers, good for all kids 1 to 92. We talk about everything for physical health, mental health, nutrition, diet, actual insurance coverage, business opportunities in retirement, insurance coverage, and then health and wellness overall. There, in their main mentor moments in business and in life, mostly in life, now retired, but we do part-time market share and talk about business and marketing there. Here, in my holistic healing hour realm, where we talk about more things predominantly meditation, Reiki, heart-brain connection, coherence, Tai Chi, Qigong, my knockoffs of in the workouts for geriatrics as it pertains to those forms of formal Tai Chi, Qigong, and such and so forth. Here, I want to continue talking about one of my self-enrichment programs that I embarked upon in full bore in February of this year, and it's the PathToOneness.com. Tim Doyle, Golden Ones. Tim's been a guest on my show many times, including just a handful of weeks ago, and he will be each and every month moving out, commencing now June, moving forward in between the two lunar cycles that his program is all embraced around. I am taking the Ascension Master program right now, concentrated for the next 28 days, and I'm in day 8 as it's embraced around the two lunar cycles, and I commenced last week on the 7th when it was, and for those first 7 days, I outlined my experience in the program. I've actually done, this is now my second 28-day cycle because I did the lunar moons a couple of months ago, and that's the essence of the program. So I wanted to revisit the master program now beginning day 8. I just did the meditation a short time ago, now May 14th, early in the morning. I usually meditate between 2 and 4 a.m. each and every day for a number of years. So the Ascension Master Program, day 8, session 5, the homework for this week is to listen to The Greatest Love of All, the great Whitney Houston, R.I.P., the lyrics to it. Last week, it was Richie Havens for the first 7 days in the Starlight with Andrew Lloyd Webber. That was the song for the first 7 days to listen to. The MP3 had just commenced. Pardon me. To listen to The Greatest Love of All for the subsequent next 7 days till day 15. Of the 28-day cycle, there'll be another MP3 in 15 days. But commencing day 8 here, as you listen to this song, you're embracing the message in the song, The Greatest Love of All. It's easy to achieve learning to love yourself is the greatest love of all, from the lyrics up. You can only love others to the depth that you can love yourself. Created in the image and likeness of God, you must accept the power, the love, and the wisdom deep inside you. During the meditation this week, contemplate how much you love yourself. If you cannot soar to the height of loving yourself by becoming a co-creator God in service to God, then why not? Identify the feeling of why you cannot soar. Use the prayer to remove emotional parasites that we talked about archivally and that I've done for the first 7 days of the program. I do it many times at random. I'm not going to repeat it here. I'll put it in the description of this show. It's very short. The Ascension Master Program will guide you in connecting to the love deep inside you. Use the power, learning to connect to the heart and mind of God. This 28-day program will guide you to connecting to the heart and mind of God. And this guidance will also teach you how to remove limiting thoughts and unhealthy feelings, which initially prevent the soul from connecting to the heart and mind of God. You have the power and love within you. Only you can connect to the power and love within you. And it is within you, the innate trait that all of us as human beings have, also to heal the body in and of itself. You can only maintain the connection of the heart and mind of God once you understand this teaching. Only you are responsible for connecting to the power within and must connect to the heart and mind of God before ascension. When a soul comes to earth to train to become a co-creator God, a spiritual training school sanctioned by the Galactic Council and administered by the Golden Ones, the soul receives a conscious and subconscious mind, something Tim Doyle and I have talked about in archival shows, and we'll revisit it when Tim comes back over the subsequent months in between the two lunar cycles, which his program is based around, the Path to Oneness.com, Tim Doyle. The conscious mind allows the soul to create. The subconscious mind coordinates with universal mind to bring the soul's desires, dreams, and creation into reality. Aspects of the subconscious mind are the subconscious mind connects to the heart of God. The subconscious mind stores all believed truths passed to the subconscious mind by the conscious mind. The subconscious mind stores all wisdom learned from previous lives. The subconscious mind stores all unhealthy feeling and thoughts from previous lives. The subconscious mind stores all God's characteristics embedded within the subconscious mind as raw emotions. The subconscious mind coordinates with the universal mind in validating or rejecting the soul's desires, dreams, and creations. The subconscious mind replays all visuals, audios, and feelings of events experienced by the soul, and the subconscious mind cannot validate the truths of the data passed to the subconscious mind by the conscious mind. The subconscious mind is not aware of the present moment. We talk a lot about staying in the present moment. The conscious mind must activate the subconscious mind to recall all previous stored data. This 28-day Master Ascension program will guide you in becoming aware of all unhealthy emotions and thoughts for the sole purpose of removing these unhealthy thoughts and feelings from the soul's subconscious mind and light body with the prayer to remove emotional parasites. And again, that's detailed in the description of the show. We're just shy of 10 minutes, so we'll expand upon this and more topics over at my audio shows a little bit later, and you'll probably hear a snippet of this video there. My three audio shows continue to pay it forward. Once again, Bill Holt at BillHolt8792 on this YouTube channel. Thumbs up, like us, share us, subscribe. We continue to grow one star seed at a time. Together, we're thriving a lot to survive. We're blessed to be members of many large intuitive groups in pretty significant numbers. Been blessed to have many provocative guests on my show, continuing to do so. Join us at those shows. everybody right now around the world, Main Street, Portland, Maine, USA, pretty much everywhere. We all know somebody that's up against it, contemplating, you know, what it's all about. Maybe overly anxiety, stress. We take deep, calming, reposing breaths arm in arm, do it together. We support all wild animals worldwide being driven out of their natural environments. All feral and rescue pets, domesticated pets up against the same challenges as we humans. Clean food, water, medicines, and we provide those and information to do so for their people, plants on this planet. Hopefully continuing to be perceived as a harbinger of good information. Myself, Porcelain Junction Box, continuing to be blessed to have butchers, bakers, candlestick makers, psychotherapists, psychoanalysts, doctors, entrepreneurs, lawyers, mediators, meditators, literally always talking about food for the mind, the body, and the soul, continue to join us each and every day. Pay it forward. Make it a safe and productive day. Bye-bye for now. And may God bless. Peace, everybody.